Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Ask me why I'm smiling.
Why are you smiling?
Because all I've thought all football season long, all I wanted to happen was make the playoffs in the 95.7 The Game Fantasy League. Remember, we did the draft on air on the morning roast? So I talked to Evan. We talked on the phone last night, personal call. And I text him so much that I woke up at 4 a.m. Steiny checked the standings. I'm the last spot. And I got Shasky, who's got two wins.
He's got three wins.
I call myself getting cute, bragging, and sent a text to everybody but Evan with the standing saying I'm the A spot. This is how special, real quick, Dan Dibley is. He responds, only one to respond, Spadoni and Goo are winning in. Zach, who's in our league, who's your daddy, needs to beat Spadoni by 28 plus and have Goo lose. Steiny needs a Spadoni win, a Goo loss, and him to win and not have Goo outscore him by 33 in a loss. So that dude deep dive, the 95-7 The Game fantasy, that's a bad
so
dude.
Annoyed.
Yeah, Dibs, that was well done.
You know who I'm rooting for?
You're not out of it.
Come out.
He just told you who to root for. You need me to lose. You need Shasky.
So I need you to not only lose
to Shasky, who's got
but
two
score
wins.
35 more points than me. What's the last part about that real quick? Steiny. Just do Steiny.
Steiny needs a Spadoni win.
Okay.
You need me to lose.
Right.
And but, you need Spadoni to win and not have Goo outscore him by 33.
That's too much.
Got a chance, though, Parker.
I got nothing.
Willard beat you. That hurt you.
Willard beat Lamar. Lamar Jackson stinks.
He's having problems right now.
I tell you what.
It's sad how happy I
take
I am.
Back every positive thing I've ever said about John Harbaugh. I like Jim better now. I saw Jim interacting with a guy at the airport. He's a nicer guy than you think. John, I'm out on.
I wonder if his job's in jeopardy.
Oh, what did you say about Pittsburgh? Oh, yeah.
And if Tomlin was relieved of his duties, but if they boo me, I'm out. F y'all.
What are you going to do, quit?
I ain't never had a losing season. Y'all going to boo me?
You haven't had a winning season either in about 4 years.
You ain't won a playoff game in a long time.
So wait a minute. You would quit a job where they would boo you.
If I was their version of Tom Landry or Bill Cowher?
Accountability goo. What is wrong with you? Do you believe fans have a right to boo?
All day, every
day. Okay, do you believe that if a coach gets booed, that what he should do is pick himself up by the bootstraps and say, I deserved it, and I'm going to be better next week.
Well, if my quarterback's 90 years old and all the other quarterbacks we drafted stink, that's not on me. He might dip. The line would be around the corner for him, right, Tomlin?
I don't know.
Now, why would you say that?
Because I don't know. You know, every once in a while, if you think you don't know the answer, you say, I don't know.
But it's
here's another thing.
And he
didn't think I saw him, but I did see him.
Okay.
You said, I think there'd be a line around the corner for Tomlin. And I just said, I don't know. Of course, I get Giddings rolling his eyes in there. So clearly, there will be a line around the block.
Evan, you think?
I didn't know. That's why I said, I don't know.
My follow-up question would be, why wouldn't there be people lining up to get him?
And that's, because there may be.
Because he had one losing season in his last 16 as head coach, who's also won a Super Bowl.
Okay, so that's. Do you realize that when somebody asks me, Steiny, do you think there will be a line around the corner for Tomlin? And I say, I don't know. That's not wrong.
No, but.
And you're not right.
We won't know until or if he's fired.
Do you believe that some teams may think the game has passed him by?
And that's because it sounded like a Tomlin diss.
Have you seen the amount of head coaches fired this year?
Yeah, it sounded like a Tomlin diss because I'm just saying, Snotty, you didn't put a lot of respect on his resume. It was like, I don't know, sounds like, you're kind of like,
well, I don't know.
New, fresh start.
Like, teams wouldn't be firing their head coach to get him, but there's like 5 or 6 vacancies right now.
Okay. It could be more. Yeah.
Well, if there's 6 vacancies, it's, you know, they got to be really spread out to be,
well, I'll,
you know,
say
around
this
the
about
corner.
The vacancies. If I'm the Niners, I don't want Saleh going anywhere again. But you don't hold a guy down.
I don't think Tomlin's getting fired, though.
Hmm. I don't know.
I'm with you.
I'm not sure.
Well, the history of the franchise would suggest that they are probably not going to fire him.
Let's go to Roy in San Leandro.
This our guy sounds like Willie Mays. Yeah, what's up, Roy?
Hey, Roy.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
All right.
It's always great to talk to you.
Thank
you.
Hey,
look, that was just my question about Mike Tomlin. Both of you think that it's time for him to step down. I mean, he's been a great coach for Pittsburgh, no question. But don't you think it's time for him to step down?
I think it's time for a new locale, for a fresh start. That's just me, Roy. And I think the fans think the same.
Okay. And, all right. Well, anyway, my second question was going forward. I give Lynch and Shanahan a lot of credit for hiring that special teams coach and Robert Saleh. But going forward, don't you think that the 49ers need another pass rusher on the side of, everybody's been calling in saying that, you know, but another pass rusher to go along with Bosa, you know, and maybe a more offensive help, like maybe wide receiver and offensive line.
No, I'm with you, Roy. And I thought that when Bosa was upright, that he needed some help. And I know they gave him Mykal Williams. He's in the middle. But, you know, Bryce Huff coming off the edge has been helping. And Alfred Collins clogging up the middle. But I'm with you, Roy. When Bosa does come back, you never have enough guys that could get out to the quarterbacks, Donnie.
Appreciate you, Roy. Thanks. Go ahead. All right. Thank you, Roy. Appreciate the call. Here, this is Shanahan from yesterday on the defense without Bosa and Warner.
I think they're doing as we anticipated. I mean, some weeks have been better than others, but you go back to, you know, their first game without Fred and Nick together, you know, following that Tampa Bay game. You know, I thought we had one of our best defensive games of the year versus Atlanta. So I think they started out pretty good after that. And then we've had some up and down games for a while, but now being able to string together 3 wins in a row, which I think all 3 of these games the defense played very well in, and they did it in kind of different ways. Granted, the fourth quarter versus Arizona, we got a little loose and gave up a bunch of yards. But I've been real proud of these guys just finding ways to play to a level that allows us to win a game, and they've been able to do that in different types of ways each week, and that's what you need to get to the playoffs, and that's what you need to be able to be effective in the playoffs also.
All right, Kyle Shanahan about what's made this defense stand tall, even without Warner and Bosa.
Yeah, and we just had Ross Tucker on, not too long ago, Stein, and he talked about Bethune and Okwuanu, and both of them didn't even play in that game against Cleveland. And the defense stepped up, and Farrell had 2 sacks.
You know what I've been thinking about? Special teams. Special teams.
Because they matter.
They do matter, but can you count on special teams? In other words, follow me here.
Mm-hmm.
49ers are having the very good year with their special teams.
The best in a while, yes.
They got some returns from Moore.
Panero.
They haven't been turning the ball over. They've made all their field goals, all that kind of stuff. Can you ever count on your special teams, like, from now on? Like, are they going to be, do we know, are they going to be as good as they've been? Like, can you count on it? Or is it more happenstance?
No, I think you could count on it. And that doesn't mean when Panero comes back or who's the guy in right now?
Gay.
Yeah, that, you know, he's going to make every kick, but you get confidence with what he's done making the field goals. And Sky Moore, I mean, is as frisky as they come, Steiny, and the punter. We don't talk about the punter. And how, I mean, field position is stuff we never talk about it. Oh, how's the game going to play out? But all that stuff matters. So when it's going good and it's going good for the Niners, why wouldn't you count on it?
Because it's so fickle. Because the kickers can get hot and cold, and one bad play on a special team.
No, we saw it with Cleveland.
Can hurt you in a big way. And, you know, I was just curious. By the way, I do have something. Who was a Cleveland guy that got both feet in and then went out of bounds? That play on that kick, let me tell you something.
Like that line
in today's day and age, that mistake, as Evan said, it's like a 35-yard penalty. The ball should have been at the 40, and Bonehead catches it and goes out of bounds. It's like, don't you realize every team in the league gets the ball at the 35 or 40 now when you have to start at the 6 because you made a mistake?
It might have been Corley, I think.
It's
last
a
name
killer!
Was that was, wow.
It's a flat-out killer! All right.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number, and we'll talk some more Niners on the other side. And also, on the other side, we're giving away two tickets. Warriors Oklahoma City tonight. We'll give away two tickets to that game, so don't go anywhere on 95.7 again. We're gonna get
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to some Niners talk, faux show.
I didn't watch it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in the next 40 minutes, we're going to be giving away two tickets to tonight's Warriors-Thunder game, and then we're going to be giving away two more tickets after 1 o'clock. So we're going to be giving away two pair of Warriors tickets in the next hour and 45 minutes. When you hear Steve Kerr's press conference talking about Seth Curry, caller number 5.
We're really excited to have Seth.
Not now, but there it is. When you hear Steve Kerr say, we're really excited to have Seth, call in, be caller number 5, and you get two tickets to tonight's game against Oklahoma City. That one doesn't count. That was the one where we tell you. But Seth Curry may make his debut tonight.
You don't know this. Evan doesn't either, Carter. Oh. And I'm going to lay it on you. Let's just act like you're a therapist and I'm on your couch.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Simons? Thanks for seeing me.
Hi, Darryl.
I never knew how melancholy I would get with the Thunder coming in at 20-1, with the championship in hand, being what the Warriors once were. And now I'm looking at the Warriors, our Warriors, through the prism of the Thunder and Curry being hurt. You know, it happens. And what happened with Curry to kind of, you know, knock our chances up. Basically, we had no chance. When he got hurt, Steiny, I'm down.
Why, Darryl?
With just the construct of the team. We don't have any Thunder, no pun intended, cats with our other guys. And now my question, sir, and Mr. Steinmetz, is what happened to the Jimmy effect? Because I'm listening to our station. I'm listening to the basketball connoisseurs. I think we're in need for another big, big, big-ass move like we got with Jimmy, but I don't see any on the horizon. And partner is symbolic of we're not what the Thunder. We used to be what the Thunder are
now. A long time ago, yeah.
Not 2022.
Well, but they weren't.
We had a parade.
Okay, the Thunder won 70 games last year. So I would compare them more to the Durant Warrior teams than the 2022
team. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. But I think we need to be careful talking about, you know, the 2022 team.
All right, well, talk to me about my pain.
Relax. Let me finish a sentence. I forgot what I was going to say. What pain?
You're fired.
What pain?
Of what's happening right now. This team doesn't fit. We're small as hell.
Steve Kerr said roster fits. It just does. Remember that? Remember that? The roster fits. It just does this year.
And if I'm correct, Evan, your boy from Baylor got a two-way contract, right, from Santa Cruz?
Houston, but L.J. Crier.
Yeah. He's 6 feet.
Makes him taller.
Gosh, man. Like, Steiny, I'm rooting. I'm watching tonight. That Houston game took a lot out of me. This season has, early. And Jimmy doing what he's doing. I mean, he's calling people out. I get it. I don't know where we're going. We need another big-ass move, and I just don't know what aisle of the basketball supermarket that's on. And if we have funds on the card to get it if we see it.
You don't. I don't think.
Like, well, the session's over, Doc.
No, I can. No, here's what.
Like, give me something good. Dre can't hit the side of a barn.
I thought he was in the lab. Kuminga's back.
Yeah,
he should have a big night. Oh, he's going to cook tonight, right?
Well, the question is, how long is he back? It's December 2nd.
All right, we can entertain this for a minute. So they were talking about Anthony Davis this morning.
Well, Shasky's in on anything with size, and I'm with him.
But
anything, go however.
All right, let's do this logically. How do you get Anthony Davis?
Lose Jimmy, Dre, and something else, or one of the two, and something else, and something in the future. Moody, like, nobody's Elliot Ness. Nobody on this team outside of Steph is untouchable, Jimmy included. That's how.
Well, here's my feeling, and because I was thinking about this as long as you're going to talk about Anthony Davis. You're not getting Anthony Davis without picks. You're not getting Anthony Davis without a bunch of picks. And to my way of thinking, the days of giving up or considering giving up a bunch of firsts, it's over. Mm. Like, it's too late. I can't do it anymore. Like, I don't want to get Anthony Davis in here, see what happens, but I have a feeling I know what's going to happen.
And mortgage the future.
And then, like, you're sitting with nothing. Like,
So you ride this out?
I think you have to, Goo.
January 6th is... When can they trade if they wanted to, Kuminga? Is that
the 6th? I think in January.
Okay, so.
In January.
Do you think that if you had to bet now with what you're seeing, and a lot can change in a month, do you think that's on the table? It has to be, right? And I love JK, man. But it just.
I think it's definitely on the table, but I really am starting to question what they're going to get for him.
Oh. Like, you don't think a King's Ransom's coming back?
I guess I would like to say to you, why would a King's Ransom be coming back? Like, that's like, no, I don't think they're going to get somebody that's going to make your jaws drop for Jonathan Kuminga.
Forget AD. How could we get Trey Murphy III from a Pelican team that's going nowhere? How could we fedangle or put something together to where we could add that to our mix?
Here's what I love.
Seriously.
Here's what I love. When everything goes well, oh, Moody. Oh, Pot. Oh, JK. Post. How about Post? Like, they're not getting you Trey Murphy. I don't think. Wow. I mean, like this is the thing. I like Moses Moody. He's fine. But is there another team out there that looks at Moses Moody and say, boy, he could really help us? I think it's more you look at Moses Moody and say, nice player. Yeah, get him in here.
And that's where I'm at.
But that's...
So you're saying they're I don't want to use the word.
Well,
whichever way you're between a rock and a hard place. Like,
right, the same place you've been for a year and a half, two years.
Last year, going into the playoffs.
Okay, you felt like you didn't make the playoffs.
But I'm just talking about what happened to Jimmy. Where's that Warrior team? Or that was just one Calipari, one and done. What happened to that enthusiasm, that defense,
tenacity? These guys can't do it all year.
You know what? Like, and that maybe that's what I'm dealing with, Doc. Seriously.
Evan brought this point up, too.
Man.
Like, Butler's numbers this year are, like, good. Like, better than last year. He's not playing as well as last year, well, I don't think.
Okay, I'm going to say this to both of you and the
what
listeners.
What do you got here?
I saw a graphic. It has Chicago Jimmy Butler, Minnesota Jimmy Butler, Miami Jimmy Butler, Golden State Jimmy Butler. And I said to myself, and I'm missing one, wherever else he was at.
Philly.
Those Butlers were better than the Butler we got now for 82 games.
No kidding.
But last year.
He was younger.
But last year, I would have thought, man, it's a tie and a bunch of local. Stoddy, that hit me late night. Fine.
But like he's playing pretty well this year, Butler.
Yeah, I'm not, but so, not well enough well, for what he's making.
But then we got a problem.
See,
with all due respect,
I thought he was Superman or Batman.
Don't stop there. Do not stop there when you're talking about the ills of this team. What'd you say about the money?
He's not earning that.
Neither Steph Curry.
Well,
Steph's not earning.
What? You're not winning. Where? Come
I'm
on.
I'm just
now.
Telling you.
The Spurs back to back.
That's the recipe for a team that won't win when you're paying two guys $110
but
million.
Steph, I'm getting a bang for my
first
buck.
Of all, he's been hurt six games. That hurts you. It hurts you when Steph doesn't play. Like,
but that's just one of the 15 or 20 we said he's going
well,
to miss.
Let me ask you this. Why would you single out Butler for not making, earning his money, but you won't mention Steph?
Because I'm getting more from getting 24 a game from Steph.
You're getting less from Steph because he hasn't played enough. But, like, Butler hasn't missed games.
But I'm putting the missed games in the category. I'm in denial, Steiny. I'm putting it in the category of it's the 15 or 20 we said he's, give me 60, 65, we're okay. So that he hadn't been gone that long to where, he is the team. Steph is the when he's out there, he's giving us he's solo dolo right now. And you say Jimmy's doing something, and he is, but it's not $50 million worth, and it's not Miami Jimmy, Minnesota Jimmy, especially on the defensive end. And then he's calling everybody out, and I get it. But Jimmy, I would tell him in his face, you ain't guarding everybody like you think you are either. I'll say that's what I'm watching.
I don't get why a guy like Jimmy Butler has played 19 of 21 games and or how many games? 20, what are they? 11 and 10?
Yes.
Like Butler's been there. But like, here's what I can't stand is, Steph's earning his money while he's not playing. It's like, that's part of the problem. He's getting paid $60 million to play 60 games. What happens in those other 22 games? You've got to play without him. If you're going to sit, who is earning their money? Seriously. I'd say Moody.
Yeah.
Butler? No. Draymond?
Defensively, he's getting
Okay, great. You pay a guy $25 million for being half a player.
All right, let's do this.
He's half a player, Draymond.
Like, a trade's imminent now. Like, I've come to grips with you. They're probably going to move Kuminga. But now you're telling me, and you could be right, Goo, I don't think you think what's coming back on the other end is going to cure all what ails this team in regard to everybody being small. If you know?
We're really excited to have Seth.
All right, there it is. Caller number five. You want two tickets to tonight's Oklahoma City Thunder Golden State Warrior game. Caller number five, 415-523-4652. You want two tickets to tonight's game? Be caller number five. 415-523-4652. Don't be calling that 888 number.
We're really excited to have Seth.
You can also go to Warriors.com for tickets tonight to see the defending champion, Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yes, sir. Limited tickets available. Warriors.com. And go to the game tonight. See a couple great teams.
I got to say something about tonight's game. And I'm just telling you, Stoney, we talked about load management, but because you don't have Steph, I think the ask of winning this game against a Thunder team is highly unlikely. Why wouldn't this be one of the games that Dre and Jimmy?
Because they've had 2 days off. They haven't played since Saturday. And oh my God. Oh my goodness.
What?
Times have changed.
No,
you're scared of the Thunder. You don't want to put our best players out there.
No, I'm just,
because you're afraid, I guess they'll get humiliated.
No, it's not that. It's just,
oh my gosh.
No, Stoney, I'm coming around, man. Just like, why can't this be one of the, you know, it's highly unlikely. Maybe they can win tonight without Steph, but I'm like, man, couldn't you finesse it to where Dre, Jimmy, this is one of where all three of you are out.
I don't know. Just for kicks, the Warriors, he's missed 5 games, Steph. They're 2-3 in those 5 games. Lost to Sac, lost to Denver, beat Indiana, lost to Miami, and beat the Pelicans.
Yeah, man, I saw that floating around last night with the size of this team, and it's sobering, man. It really is. Even when Steph's out there, you know?
I know. So 20 games into the year, you're kind of willing to say,
last year was
we need a change.
Yeah, no doubt. And where I went wrong is thinking they could manifest or pick back up from the second half after they made the trade. Just everything about this team is different, and maybe it's because they're looking out yonder of Goo. It ain't 41 or 35 left, it's 82.
This is Steve Kerr. He was on yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. And we'll start with Saturday's game. They beat the Pelicans. A little harder than he thought. I don't know. But what was the difference in that win, Steve?
Well, we gutted it out. And I think the main thing was we took care of the ball. And that is the number one indicator of whether we're going to win or not. And, you know, the season is always interesting. There's 82 games. It really is a marathon. I know that's a cliche, but it's the truth. And you go through these spells where you're either on top of the world or you're kind of down in the doldrums, and you have to navigate the season, and that includes plenty of stretches where you're kind of having to dig out a tough game. You know, even against a team with a bad record, none of these games are easy. You know, and the flip side is you have spells during the year where you feel like you can't lose, and the game comes a lot easier. But you have to handle both really well, and I thought we handled that part of it well the other night. Not in a great groove, not making shots, then, you know, get the job done, take care of the ball, and connect the game. And I thought we did a good job of that.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about the win over the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Some news on the horizon. Seth Curry, he's been signed. He's available tonight. And it looks like D'Anthony Melton's going to be going on the upcoming road trip. It's a 3-game trip.
They got Philly.
Philly, Cleveland, and somebody else. Gosh, I wish I could.
Washington.
Boston, Washington, Atlanta. Some other Eastern.
I mean,
conference.
Philly ain't going to be. They run, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy trip. Not going to be an easy trip for the Dubs, and it starts tonight at home against. Let me see the third game on this trip.
You said what did you Philly
schedule results? They play Philly, then they play Cleveland, then they're at Chicago,
which is not going to.
And
be
then,
easy.
Then we come home for the game of the year.
Give it to me.
Wolves.
Well, when is that? Next Friday. I'm going to that.
I'm going to it too.
You talked to Finchie?
Okay. Hey, our process. Transition decision making was diabolical.
Can you get him on the show in the regular season?
You want
season?
Me to?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
We had Handy in studio.
Right, but the ratings for that were not good.
No, hey, I talked to them. They went weren't. Through the roof.
Okay.
He's in Dallas now.
I'm going to be dead serious. Uh-huh. This is the one issue, and I've brought this up before. I'll get you, Finch. What are we talking about? I can't do a 10-minute interview on the Wolves. And then I'll be like, so what do you think of the Warriors? And he'll be, I'll tell Steph Curry's a great player. I mean, he's a great player. You got to make, you got to adjust to him. And, you know, they got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy's really a good player.
We can talk about your guys' relationship, that type stuff. It could be 6 minutes.
Nobody if you can get to 10 minutes with Joe Buck, barely. You can get to 10 minutes with Chris Finch.
Evan, that hurt me. Evan knows how hurt I was.
I mean, we're going to be talking about stuff nobody knows. Hey, Bobby, what's Bobby Kaufman up to?
Oh,
Bobby's working in Indianapolis now. He's an engineer.
What if I told you Randall's going to get – I feel like Randall's going to get traded from that.
No, he won't.
You don't think so?
This kid's an idiot.
I think Randall has really – seriously, I think he's
– carved out a niche?
Yes. Right. Yes, I do. He's changed.
I would love him on this team.
He's changed.
Yeah.
I would love him on
a Warrior, man.
Julius Randle's a grown-up. He's
you're talking, Stoney, but I'm mad.
Why?
I'm radio mad. You're in a good mood that you're not giving me any solutions to what's going on with the Warriors. Like I ain't been this down in a while, and I'm
all right.
Serious.
Well, okay, here's one thing I'd like you to consider. According to Steve Kerr, they had probably one of the toughest opening 17-game stretches. And so now they're going to get into a flow, get into practicing, and it's fair to think they're going to play better in the next 17 than the previous 17.
Okay, my question to that is,
how does that work?
I feel you. Are they going to grow?
No.
The size is an issue, partner.
I can't stand when we knew something a while back, and now we're acting like it's brand new.
It was hitting different last year. Like, it felt like they were taking advantage of being small. They were just tenacious everywhere you looked. And the Jimmy trade is that. That's where I went wrong. I'm just holding on to that. But Stoney, to be honest, and put another right on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control. It wasn't too long ago. That was just the second half of last season, and now that's just evaporated, huh?
So. Okay, here's something I find kind of interesting, although I'm okay with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But they're 11 and 10, and let me guess, you're going to say that's nasty. That's your new word when a team's got a 500 record. So you think they should be better, which is fair. It should be 14 and 8, whatever, 14 and 7, right?
I just think of the Indiana, Milwaukee.
What I'm getting at.
Like, I don't know now. Like now I'm like, you are Parcells. You are what your record says you are.
I feel like they're 11 and 10, and if you're not feeling great about them, I'm surprised that Butler was the first guy's road you kind of came down. But you know what I mean?
But he's a superhero, and he's not playing bad.
And that's unusual for you to come out a star like that.
Because we need him to be the Miami Jimmy or, you know, the bubble Jimmy on this team. And maybe that's unfair to him. But I wouldn't dare tell you guys he's playing bad. He's playing like a 37-year-old, Stoney, but I'm seeing cracks in the armor of, oh, he can't do. And that's why I brought up Steph, where are we without him? You could talk about what he's getting paid, but he is, he needs some help. And
we're still on that. Steph needs more help. I mean, all right, then start dangling some picks. If that's what you want to do.
But seriously,
I'm looking at
because I want to talk Draymond. Right? What are you getting from him?
When was the bubble?
2021. Yeah, give it to me. Lay it on. He was balling.
It's just so long ago.
But even the year after, he took Miami to the finals against Denver. When Denver won their title,
that was in 23.
Yeah, 23. Okay. So that was the year after the Warriors won.
All right.
He's getting agitated, Jimmy. That I believe, and I'm just going off of his post-game stuff, and I get it, but I'm just wondering if it doesn't get better, so what's he going to say?
Can I just be honest here? Okay, and I get it. These are just stats. He's averaging 2 points more per game than last year. He's shooting 53% from the field, 44% from three, 86% from the foul line. His rebounds and assists are right where they always have been. He's playing pretty well.
Yeah, but he ain't averaging 20 a game, right?
Yes, he is.
How much?
20.2.
Yeah.
But last year he averaged 18. Now he's averaging 20. I think Butler's been okay. There's something about him, though, I'm not crazy about, but I wouldn't come. Who would you come to first? In terms of I painted you in the corner and said, you know, you brought up Butler. I wouldn't have brought him up first. But what are the biggest? And save it for the other side.
All right.
What are the biggest issues with this team, with the Golden State Warriors? And what is solvable now? And what is only solvable through a trade or through a change in personnel? 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, that segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories. You get 1,000 calories in about a 12-pack, Goo. Not in one singular can. That's just 100 calories, Steiny. 2 grams of sugar, zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. You must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.